So glad you are here this morning. How many of you have push lawnmowers? That's why you don't like your yard work right there. I have a 55-inch three-bladed zero turn. Come on. I told two people that, and they said, come over and mow my yard. So I'm going to start a lawn business here at the church. So, hey, so glad you were here this morning. Want to talk to you today out of the book of Mark. So if you get your Bibles, your iPhone, your iPad, however you do it, and let's just jump right in this morning. Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 is where we're going to start. But let me kind of set the backdrop for you, what's taking place here. All through the beginning of chapter 1 and all throughout chapter 1, you find Jesus is ministering to people. He's casting out demons. He's healing people. He's teaching and doing some amazing things. Then you turn the page over into chapter number 2, and it says in verse number 1 through 3, and after some days, Jesus went back to the city of Capernaum. Then the news got around that he was what?
Home.
This was kind of, Capernaum was kind of Jesus' hometown where he spent most of his adult life in ministry. And soon, many people gathered there. There was no more room, not even at the doors. Now, you need to know that last night when I got to my hotel, I did the same thing that I do every time when I come down here. I pray that what happened in Mark chapter 2, verse number 1, would happen here. That this place would be full. And everybody said, amen. That's my goal, and that's what every pastor prays. And let's continue on. And he spoke the word of God to them, and four men came to Jesus carrying a paralytic who could not move his body. Now, notice that this was not a one-man, a two-man job, a man and a woman, a three-people job. Listen, this was more than one or two people could do, and it took four people. And what happens is, I believe that because they had heard all the miraculous things that Jesus had been doing in chapter 1, of course, it wasn't chapter 1 for them, but what Jesus had been doing in the area, that they decided that they were going to bring their friend to Jesus. So let me put their actions into a little bit of context. Has anyone here ever lifted a sleeping child out of a car seat? Come on, aren't they just absolutely dead weight? And I remember when my son Connor was born, 26 years ago now, but he was 1 ounce short of being 10 pounds.